Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God for another opportunity to be able to share the word of God with you today. And I really pray that these words are impacting you. I know we are not together, but we can be together in spirit. So my prayer is that God would use what we do and allow the word. The Bible says that his word does not return void. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you to God for another opportunity to share your word with your people, God. And I pray to God that people would hear, would listen to your word, would follow what your word is saying this day, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Do something new in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I was praying this morning, and you know, I heard God share this with me right before I went to sleep last night. The title of today's message is Meet Me Here. It's really a cry out to God to say, God, meet me right here where I am. Please meet me. And I don't know about you, but we sometimes forget that God is a personal God. God is a relational God. He's not a God just of rules and regulations. He is a God that wants to have a personal relationship with you. I really, when people ask me, hey, what keeps some people following God and what keeps others that were, you know, they kind of had a form of godliness, as I would say, is basically the relationship is the key. When you have relationship with God, it keeps you. When the Spirit of God, when you understand who the Spirit of God is, he is God dwelling inside of you to have a relationship. The Holy Spirit is not some gimmicky, some jump out your mind type of thing. He is a personable God, and he wants to be and spend time with you. So when we say, God, meet me here, God will meet you here. And I'm going to talk about four different points that I have on why we need to have these meetings with God. Now, we got everybody doing these Zoom meetings and all these different meetings to just check in. The school was doing Zooms. The school, the jobs were doing all these different face-to-face type of things because they were not together. Guess what? God wants to do a meeting with you. Amen. So we say the first reason we must have a meeting with God is because you are weary and need to be refreshed. Has anybody been there before? I don't know about you. There's times where you're weary. If you watch the news too long, you'll get a little bit weary. Right. We're in 2020 where this is, you know, everybody says this is the vision year. But I really believe that it's showing up to make people weary if we don't keep our minds stayed upon the Lord. Amen. So when you meet with God, you're saying, God, I need to meet with you because I am weak. I am weary and I need to be refreshed. The verse that I have for this is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 through 31. And it says, have you not known? And have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. Did you know that God doesn't get tired? There's nothing that gets God tired. You know, God, we think like, oh, man, God is tired. No, God he's an infinite being. We are finite. We get tired because we are, I always talk about this. We are stuck in this thing called time. God is outside of that, right? So it says neither faints nor is weary. Then it says his understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. See, God wants to strengthen you right now. I don't know what you're going through. I mean, your situation may look a little bit different than mine. It may look a little bit different than your neighbor's, but God still wants to strengthen you. God does not want to leave you weak. He is not a God that says, come to me and I'll leave you weak. He says, come to me and I will give you strength. Amen. Come to me and I will give you power. It says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. I don't know about you. Sometimes they say the youth are strong, but there's a moment where they get tired, right? They get burnt out. They're like, oh man, I can't take no more. Why? Because they reach the end of their strength. They might have a higher strength than an older person, but at one moment they're going to reach that point. So it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who have a meeting with God, those who are connected with God, they will renew their strength. It says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. See, there's times that we need to connect with God because we are weak. And I don't know about you, when you're weak, that's when you're most susceptible to falling. That's when you, when you're weak, you sometimes you don't even want to call somebody because you might be embarrassed. Like, hey, I'm going through this. And then now you feel like you're weaker than them. But check it out. That's when you need the accountability. But more than anything, that's when you need God. That's when you need to tap in and say, God, I just need to have a meeting with you. I just need to be refreshed by your presence. I just need to know you on another level. Amen. So we have to meet with God to be refreshed. Somebody say, meet me here. Another reason that we should meet up with God is for God to reveal plans, identity, and clarity, right? Many of us go through life trying to find out who we are, right? There's questions that go around. What's your purpose? Why are you here? What did God make you to, you know, who did God make you to be? What is he giving me my talents for? Who am I, really? That's the question that many of us have, even as believers. After we've given God our life, there is many times where we're still stuck with this question, well, what am I supposed to do? And what God is trying to tell you is, meet with me. See, God is a revealer of secrets. He will reveal to you your destiny even before it happens. How do I know it? Because God said it in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. God wants to do that with you. But the more you tap in, the more you say, God, meet me here, he will give you clarity. Amen. He will give you your identity. Let's go to Joshua chapter 5. Joshua is one of my favorite warriors in the Bible. He did so much. Some of the stuff he did was very gruesome. But if we're talking warriors, this is the warrior. This is the ultimate warrior right here. Right. But let's go to Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 through 15. And it says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, are you for us or for our adversaries? So what is Joshua asking right there? He wants clarity, right, on who are you? Because you got your sword out. And listen, I'm a warrior. You don't just come up to me with your sword out, right? So he's like, okay, what's going on? So, and it says he, and it's capitalized, said, no, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, what does, check this out, my Lord say to his servant? See, when we are in the presence of God, sometimes it's not just enough to go into his presence. Sometimes we need to bow down and ask God, what do you have to say to me? I need to hear from you right now, God. I need to sit still and see what you have for me. And then it says, then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you are standing is holy. And Joshua did so. And let me tell you guys why we would call this a Christophany, which is basically means Christ coming to the earth before he came as a child. The reason why is if Joshua would have bowed down to an angel, the angel would have told him to get up and not worship him. Right. In this verse 14, it didn't say that. It said, and not only did he worship him, it said that he told him that this is holy ground, similar to the instance that Moses had with the burning bush. Right. So what Jesus did was he met him here to give him instructions. And this is where Joshua got the instructions on how to defeat Jericho. Guess what? He had a meeting with God, and God met him and shared with him who he was. Amen. So we have to have a meeting with God for God to reveal plans, clarity, and identity. Next up, we have, sometimes we just need to get into get a meeting with God just to show that we're thankful. Have you ever been around somebody who it takes a lot for them to say thank you? Right. You give them all these things and it's just like they silent and it's like, oh, man. After a while, you're like, well, if I have a choice, I'm gonna give it to the one that's thankful. Right. God wants to hear you give thanks. God wants to hear out of your own mouth that you are thankful. We're going to go right in front of chapter 5 and go to chapter 4. And this happened when they crossed the Jordan River. And it says, chapter 4, 1 through 9, it says, "And it came to pass when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourself 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe. And it says, and command them, saying, take for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and each one of you take up the stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord when it crossed over the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever." And the children of Israel did so just as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord had spoken to Joshua, according to the number of tribes of the children of Israel, and carried them over with them to the place where they lodged, and laid them down there. Then Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests who bore the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are still there to this day. Now, why do we read this? Because really the stones were a symbol of something powerful God did, and they wanted to thank God by doing this, basically putting these stones there, and not only thank God, but it will be something that they will remember forever. It will be a memorial forever. Why did they do that? Because, see, some of the things that God does, I'm not going to say some of the things that God does in your life need to be remembered. They need to be remembered. It's not a good enough to be like, oh, man, I remember when somebody says, you got a testimony, you should automatically have one. You should have one because God has done some great things in your life. But if you forget, they had these stones. So they can say, oh, man, I remember that. Oh, that brings back my memory. I remember. I don't know about you. If somebody cooks something and you remember it as a kid and that smell brings back and you're like, oh, man, I remember what that smelled like. Oh, I can't wait to taste it. Right. You get excited. That stone or those stones were symbols of thanks. God wants you to be thankful. And the more that you have symbols of thanksgiving in your life, the more you will remember what God has done. Amen. Somebody say, meet me here. Meet me here. And last for today, and I'll get back into this next week, we're going to go to Luke chapter 19, verse 1 through 10. And this, one of the things that God wants us to do as far as meeting with him is to repent and get closer to God. It's very important that us as believers continue to have a repentant heart. If we lose the fact that we still need God, just like the next man, we will be in trouble. So we have to continue to get close to God. Amen. So we're going to read verses 1 through 10. And this is about Zacchaeus. It says, "Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho." Wow, this is kind of tied in. We just came from Joshua at Jericho. Now we're at Jesus at Jericho, right? "Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was a short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him." I don't know about you, but see, like some of us, We wouldn't even jump into a tree. We'd be like, oh, the crowd was in the way. But his determination just to see God sparked something in Jesus. So you got to be determined to have a meeting with God. Amen. It says, so he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. Not only did he know where he went and got in a tree, but he got in a tree that was going to be in the way. Right. So he could just see him. And it says in verse 5, and when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with the man who is a sinner. Mm. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. There is nothing wrong with admitting us as Christians. We are lost at times. I think sometimes it's the best thing you can hear from somebody is like, I'm at loss for words, instead of them giving you a whole bunch of words that really don't really meet the need. Right. There's nothing wrong with admitting that you need something. God wants you to continually admit that you need him. He wants you to repent. He wants you to stay connected to him. Amen. Not only that, your repenting helps you grow closer to God. When you harbor sin, it makes you move away from God. So it's very important that we stay connected. We meet with God to get closer. And I'm going to say this. Maybe you are watching today and you've never even given your life to the Lord. You've never surrendered your life to God. It's very easy to do. First, you must. There's a couple things you must do. You must admit that you're a sinner. You must say, hey, I definitely have sin in my life and I can't clean myself up. Then you must believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Then after that, you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart. Amen. But we're going to do it real quick. If you haven't accepted God and you want to today, just say, God, forgive me, for I am a sinner and I need you to clean my life. I repent. And I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died and rose for me. I accept him in my life as my Lord and my Savior. And I commit my life to you. Fill me with your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Now, if you said that, that's just the beginning. I believe that's just the beginning. God wants to do mighty things with you, but he continually wants to meet with you. So say, God, meet me here. God bless you. I pray that this was a blessing. If you enjoyed it, hit that thumbs up. Amen. God bless you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.